Full Moon and Solstice Oracle Message, June 2019. I asked, what, dear guides, do you have to tell my people today? And they replied, and so, these times require deep faith in the rebirthing of humanity into new forms of being and consciousness, and the rebirthing of Gaia Earth in new forms, as she works with the havoc you have wrought to create anew. We remind you that it is necessary to connect yourselves deeply with Earth, down into Earth, both to clear and energize yourselves and to help Earth in her recreation. You must harmonize with Earth again. Stop thinking only of raising your vibration or frequency and avoiding low vibrations. As you reach for higher frequencies, you must balance with lower frequencies. Earth frequencies are very low and very necessary. Go as deep as you go high. Then you can harmonize with Earth and cosmos. This is your job now. A tree on Earth can only grow as high as its roots can sustain it. You have forgotten your roots in Earth. You have forgotten your lower energy centers in your focus on the upper. You have chakras in Earth. Stop neglecting these in your desire for ascension. You will not truly connect with your higher centers, higher being, if you are not balanced in your lower centers and deeper being. Your lower chakras in Earth have roots. Connect with these. Feel your roots in Earth. Connect your deep chakras with your highest ones. This is your greatest work now. Now harmonize all your chakras and your energies. This is the sacred cord, the deep and low earth frequencies and the high harmonics of the cosmos. Connect and harmonize. Now bring this harmony to others. Become a beacon of harmony. Become a broadcaster of harmony. A harmonizer of discord, a transmitter of energetic coherence. Harmony equals energetic coherence. Help bring energetic coherence and harmony into Earth for her use. This will help her recreate herself in forms that can continue to support human life. We see how many thousands and thousands of humans are working hard for harmony and coherence. It is not in vain, dear ones. More and more of you are learning and growing and expanding. Keep on keeping on, as you say, dear ones. It is working. More and more of you are finding each other and supporting each other in communities, physical and online. Continue to reach out, to find, and to participate in these communities. Create harmony and coherence in these communities. Give each other support, assistance. Create harmony and coherence together so you can become even stronger beacons and transmitters. And remember, allow yourselves not to know. Be in coherence, be in love. And allow the not knowing. Be open to new possibilities. Do not limit yourselves to what you know. You know you will never grow that way. They're laughing. There is new understanding to be discovered in coherence, in this harmonization of deeper with higher. Coherence, too, is not a static state. It is moving energy that is connecting your intelligences and your energy centers and your energy systems. So do not think you can hold coherence. Energy always flows. Learn the coherence practices we have given Ariana to teach. They will help you create and maintain the flow of coherence and harmony. And the energy that is moving, that creates harmony and coherence, is the energy of love, the energy of creation, love. Love, dear ones. When you are in coherence, you are in love. The energy you are all transmitting is growing and strengthening. Take heart. The tipping point is coming. Continue to do your work, to love, to expand consciousness, to heal Earth, to rebalance and harmonize, to become coherent energy beings of Earth and Spirit, to bring cosmic energies down into Earth, to strengthen her and heal yourselves. We send you so much love. And from me, from Ariana, the solstice is another reminder to us of balancing, but balancing between light and dark. For those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, we're coming into the summer solstice. We have the longest day and the shortest night. Our season is turning now toward more darkness. This is balanced by the winter solstice in the Southern Hemisphere. Their season is turning toward more light. I find it helpful to remember this, that we're balanced by the other hemisphere, even as we have our longest day or shortest day. Having more of a planetary awareness rather than thinking only of our own hemisphere helps us to be more connected and gives us a larger perspective. This message from my guides talked about balance between our deeper and higher energy centers. The solstice and the equinox are about the balance between light and dark, and so they're similar. Remember, as it is important to harmonize between deep earth and high spirit energies and frequencies, and not to always seek for higher vibrations, it's also important to not always seek the light, but to recognize the importance of the dark for balance, harmony, and health. As energy is always moving, so are the seasons and the light and the dark. So is Earth, turning and orbiting. All is in motion. Wishing you a blessed, coherent solstice wherever you are.